This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And when the band plays Hail to the Chief.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I know about all the Biden documents. I'm going to get into that in a few. And all the dumb stuff he said, I'll get into that in a few. But I got to do a couple of things first. We're about to get to Medal of Honor Monday. I wanted to get to this email real quick first because I have a bunch of these I have to get to. Hey, Jesse. My name is Justin. I want to know when your book comes out, how I can get 5 signed copies of your book. I work for the Woodlands FD, that's Fire Department, and I'm a veteran. I was a Navy corpsman and so on and so forth. The guys and I love to listen to your show. I'd love to reserve some copies for me and the guys before they sell out. Just let me know. Listen, thank you. Chris, set these aside because quick update on the whole book thing. The book is finished. The final version has been turned in. The final version has basically been accepted. So it looks like this thing is going to happen no matter what here. And I should be allowed to tell you maybe within a week. Maybe within a week I can tell you all about it and tell you everything and tell you how to pre-order everything and whatnot. I will tell you about, look, it's me. Do you think I'm not going to shamelessly sell the book every chance I get? Oh, Chris, I forgot to tell you. Or no, I was telling you before the show. You're the one I told. So it's become a thing now around the house. I can't help myself. I now will mix in ads when I talk with the wife and kids randomly around the house just to make them mad. And I have so much fun with it. Like I told you before, when I forget what had happened, something stunk in the house. And I told the wife to go get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. And I said, if you don't have any, they're selling 3-packs right now for under $200. And she texts back, stop it. This is serious. And I said, make sure you use the promo code Jesse. And then that only makes her madder. I did the same thing with chalk today. I was taking some chalk after I got done lifting today. And I was in the kitchen taking my male vitality stack from chalk. And she couldn't see what I was doing. She said, what are you doing over there? I said, I'm taking a male vitality stack from Chalk. You know they're 35% off with a subscription. Oh, my gosh. And they start yelling. I'm going to totally do that to everyone in the audience as soon as I'm allowed to sell the book. What they told me, because I don't know about this. You know what? This is disrespectful to Medal of Honor Monday. Let me do Medal of Honor Monday, and then I'll explain about this. I said, what, Chris? What? A signing tour? Okay, let's get to all that after Medal of Honor Monday. Okay, all right. Medal of Honor Monday time. It's a Vietnam one. We love these. Remember, we take recommendations by email. If you have someone you know or some relation, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Every Monday at this time, we read a citation. Jesse, I was commissioned in May of 1999. It was a great ceremony. One of my fellow lieutenant's sister was married to an NFL star quarterback, and we asked the Medal of Honor recipient to speak at our commissioning. The Medal of Honor recipient was Sammy Davis. I'll never forget the speech he gave us as young officers. I will also never forget seeing him wear the Medal of Honor around his neck and thinking, this is an awesome American. So, yes, he is. Without further ado, let's honor a freaking legend.
Ready? Aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, Sergeant Davis, then PFC, distinguished himself during the early morning hours while serving as a cannoneer with Battery C at a remote fire support base. At approximately 0200 hours, the fire support base was under heavy enemy mortar attack. Simultaneously, an estimated reinforced Viet Cong battalion launched a fierce ground assault upon the fire support base. The attacking enemy drove to within 25 meters of friendly positions. Only a river separated the Viet Cong from the fire support base. Detecting a nearby enemy position, Sergeant Davis seized a machine gun and provided covering fire for his gun crew as they attempted to bring direct artillery fire on the enemy. Despite his efforts, an enemy recoilless rifle round scored a direct hit upon the artillery piece. The resultant blast hurled the gun crew from their weapon and blew Sergeant Davis into a foxhole. He struggled to his feet and returned to the howitzer, which was burning furiously. Ignoring repeated warnings to seek cover, Sergeant Davis rammed a shell into the gun. Disregarding a withering hail of enemy fire directed at his position, he aimed and fired the howitzer, which rolled backwards, knocking Sergeant Davis violently to the ground. Undaunted, he returned to the weapon to fire again when an enemy mortar round exploded within 20 meters of his position, injuring him painfully. Nevertheless, Sergeant Davis loaded the artillery piece, aimed, and fired. Again, he was knocked down by the recoil. In complete disregard for his safety, Sergeant Davis loaded and fired three more shells into the enemy. Disregarding his extensive injuries and his inability to swim, Sergeant Davis picked up an air mattress and struck out across the deep river to rescue three wounded comrades on the far side. Upon reaching three wounded men, he stood upright and fired into the dense vegetation to prevent the Viet Cong from advancing. While the most seriously wounded soldier was helped across the river, Sergeant Davis protected the two remaining casualties until he could pull them across the river to the fire support base. Though suffering from painful wounds, he refused medical attention, joining another howitzer crew which fired at the large Viet Cong force until it broke contact and fled. Sergeant Davis' extraordinary heroism at the risk of his life is in keeping with the highest traditions of the military service and reflect great credit upon himself and the U.S. Army. Dang, son. In case you don't know what a fire support base is, and I have to always be conscious of this because so many people have never served or did anything like that. A fire support base is you will have missions going out. Your patrol is going out in Vietnam all the time. Hey, we want to go patrol this area. We want to see how many enemy are there. Or we know there are a bunch of enemy there. Go find them and kill them. Well, you always want to make sure you guys have artillery support. So we'll set up a base, a fire support base, and you'll put a bunch of artillery pieces in there. So when your guys call for fire, okay, they're on us, fire. So you can fire artillery shells to back them up. Well, the enemy is aware of these fire support bases too. And enemies really, really, really do not like being shelled with artillery. If you've ever read any World War I books, Ernst Junger wrote a great one, Storm of Steel. They describe what it's like being fired on by artillery, and it is seriously like God is attacking you. That's what it feels like. It does not feel like you're getting shot at. It feels like God is dropping things on top of you. So when the enemy finds out where those shells are coming from, they are displeased, to put it mildly, and they want to put a stop to it. So these fire support bases were very, very, very vulnerable. Pretty freaking brave out there, right? All right, back to the guys in the firehouse. Yes, let me explain how this is going to work, at least as far as I know. Because remember, as much as I love calling myself a world-famous author, I've never done a book. I don't know about a lot of things, to be honest with you. I was joking with Chris about this. I don't even know what I get paid. And I have no earthly idea. Do I get paid? I know you would ask, Chris. Everyone knows you would ask, okay? It just never occurred to me, do I get paid per book? Is it a lot? Am I going to make... I know there's a contract, Chris. I don't read the contracts, okay? I'm not a detail person. Do I get paid per book? And is it a lot? Am I going to be rich? What if I'm rich, Chris? I'm not going to be rich doing that. How much do authors make? I don't know. How much do we make? Am I going to make $5,000? Extra Red Lobster? I'm serious. Do I make $5,000? Do I make $50,000? I don't know how much these people make. Professional authors make $50,000 a book. Okay, so I'm going to make like one. Okay, well, that's fine. Extra Red Lobby for a couple months, baby. I'll settle for a grand. We just had to take the wife's car in. You know, she drives a 2014. And now we're at this. I'll explain more about the book in a second. Now we're at this horrible place where it's old enough that we have to start putting more money into it. And you never know when you should stop. We got to fix the AC again. We have to. Now there's a little hole in the radiator that can quickly become a big hole. So now do you fix that? Do you sink? We got the bill. It was like $2,200. And we said, hey, we're going to have to call you back. And we hung up and we had to have a serious talk. Should we try to buy a new car? We don't want to buy a new car because of interest rates right now. And all the new cars are expensive. But do you sink $2,200 into a 2014? Do you buy a new car? It sucks. It sucks. Everything's so expensive. All right, I'll finish explaining about the book, and then we'll talk about the Biden and the documents and emails and so much more. But I want to address something Chris just said to me. Chris just told me I'm his hero, and I obviously know that already. He may have been referencing that I need to talk to you about hero guns, but I'm instead going to talk to Chris about being his hero. I already knew that, Chris, all right, and it's an honor. All right, now, but because I know I'm your hero and you look up to me, do you and does your wife carry around a hero arrow yet so you can make sure you're not a victim of violent assault? You know that your hero would want you to have a hero gun, Chris. They'll probably send us a free one. So hero arrow, double-barreled pepper gel blast. These are non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit. It has this super loud siren on it, too. That alone will save your life. Ladies, fits right in your purse. Dads, get one for that daughter away from home, your son away from home, right in your pocket. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse. I'm Chris's hero. You be someone else's hero and get them a hero gun. Hero2020.com, code Jesse gets you a special discount. State restrictions may apply.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All those are welcome to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Chris, get this. Matchmaker. Remember the guy who wrote us about he's 46 years old looking for a woman? We might become the Jesse Kelly Show matchmaking show. Yes, we can, Chris, because we got this email. Jesse, listening to your show on Friday, I'm a 35-year-old single dime, never married, no kids of my own, but I did adopt my nephew when he was 9. He's almost 17 now. I'm also hearing the call to procreate, she says. Send my info to the 46-year-old. Why not? If he listens to your show, he's probably my type. Chris, send her the man's info. Can you do that, please? I'm dead serious. What if they end up like, yeah, I'll give you the email back. What if they end up linking up? I mean, hearing the call to procreate is quite a sell. I'll tell you that much. Get married first, but that's quite a sell. And 34-year-old dime with a heart to adopt her nephew tells you all you need to know about her. Snatch that woman up, brother. Take her to Red Lobster. All right. Y'all's first meal on Red Lobster's on me. We're matchmaking anti-communists out here, Chris. What if they get together, get married, start making anti-communist babies? Look at what's happened because of the Jesse Kelly Show. How amazing is that? Back to the book thing. Here's how I think it's going to work as far as what I know about the book. Again, I wrote one. I hate writing. I'll get to all the Biden stuff he said today in a second. I hate writing, despise it. I always have hated writing. I know people have said they enjoy my writing. I don't think I'm a good writer. I've never enjoyed it. I love reading. I like talking on the radio and TV. I hate writing. They've been asking me to write a book for 3 or 4 years. I have said no, 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 no. Finally, my business partner came and said, I have an idea I think that you're actually going to accept. I said, no, I won't. I don't want to write a book. And he gave me the idea and I said, oh yeah, I'll write that book. So I think you might enjoy it. Maybe you won't. Whatever it is, I'm going to be able to give you all the info, I think, in a week, maybe less than a week. I know it gets turned in on the 20th. And then as soon as they get back to me, give me the thumbs up, I can tell you. Here's how it's going to work with books and signings and things like that. This is what they told me. I didn't know any of this. So this is what they told me. The goal for us, I know you're going to find this shocking, is going to be to give a middle finger to the New York Times. You know, the New York Times puts out a bestseller list. Here's how this works. Now, this is all info that I just found out, so I'm giving you what I found out. You ever see that New York Times bestseller list? Here's how it works. One, the list is really kind of subjective, so they're going to try to do the best they can to torpedo any non-communist book. However, if you sell so many, you basically give them no choice but to put it on the bestseller list. That's what you want, is it to be, you know, number one or on the bestseller. That's what you want. And so what they do is they have pre-sale for the book. Anything you sell pre-sale, meaning you bought it ahead of time, and anything you sell week one, that's what's all thrown into one big pot, and they decide if you're on the bestseller list. Apparently, after your book comes out, like a week later, all these authors have a big party where you wait for the phone call to find out if you made the New York Times bestseller list. Well, as you well know, the New York Times hates my freaking guts. So we're going, the goal is to try to make them try to, you know, sell as many books as you can. I want to sell a bunch of books and try to stick it to the New York Times. We are going to be offering signed copies. There's no question about that. We're going to get you boys at the fire department signed copies. That's no problem. That's a long answer to your question. Yes, firemen, obviously we're going to get you guys books. Chris asked about a tour. You know, the show's national, obviously, so it's coast to coast. And I'm on all these wonderful affiliates in all these great cities. The plan is, because I love going to cities, I love going to the different affiliates. They're wonderful. Last time I went to one was in St. Louis on the Patriot, and they were just, you show up at these events, and it's all these fun radio people, and you just have a blast. Anyway, the plan is to do it in conjunction with an affiliate tour. So, wherever the show was on, which is a bunch of places, we're going to try to get there and do some sort of a book signing thing. Chris, are we allowed to do that in a bar? Is that a bad idea? Why can't we do it in a bar? I'm not allowed to have a beer while what, Chris? Do I want to deal with the drunken rowdies? Not my people. My people are what? Well, even if my people get rowdy, it'll be fun rowdy. It's not like people are going to be throwing hands out there or something like that. My people are going to be great. I'm not worried about them. I didn't say we had to go to a strip club, Chris. I meant just like a normal bar, like a sports bar where we can get a pizza and some cheese sticks and a beer or something like that. Are you allowed to do that? I know you're supposed to do it at these bookstores. I'd rather do it at a bar or someplace fun. Or Topgolf. Have you ever done Topgolf? Topgolf is so much fun. No, that'd probably be dangerous. We can't have... Yeah, that's probably a bad idea. Anyway, so I'll give you all the info when it comes out. Again, we'll find out. All right. Joe Biden. Joe Biden has a document problem, a serious document problem, because Joe Biden has a serious communists are done with him problem. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about all the things I have, like 8 ridiculous sound bites from Joe Biden. I've avoided it because everyone's done that today, but I'll play them for you and give you my quick reaction to that stuff. Then we get into World Economic Forum stuff and emails and so many other things. Before we get into that, let's get into your money and what to do with it right now. All the time, emails. Jesse, what do I do with my money? Where do I invest? Jesse, I lost my rear end. Jesse, look, I lost my rear end in the market last year too. I have told you my plan. I am not an expert. I am simply telling you what very smart people tell me. You remember Carol Roth, financial expert, comes on the show all the time? What's her advice? Same advice I give you. Hard assets, things you can touch and feel. Gold, silver, land, real estate. That house you buy, it may not maintain its value that year. Maybe it'll go down a little. Maybe it'll go up a little. But I know one thing. It's always going to be worth a bunch. The boys at Done For You Real Estate, they're not only anti-communists like us, they do all the work. They get it financed. They get it insured. They handle the closing. They handle the rental process. What do? You invest in a home and you make money. These are the people I trust. I told you I'd find somebody I trusted. It took us like 6 months and I found them. These are our people. Go to doneforyoujesse.com, all right? Doneforyoujesse.com. You want a place to put your money? A place you won't lose it all? There you go. Doneforyoujesse.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and I will get to all your emails shortly. We need to talk about some Joe Biden stuff, Wells Fargo, no more loans for Whitey, and so much more. But let's get to some Joe Biden stuff, because there's a lot of lies out there. Look, whenever Joe Biden speaks, there are going to be a lot of lies out there. It's important we understand the why behind the lie. I just came up with that line, and my goodness, Chris, I'm going to use that all the time now. What, Chris? That just popped into my head. How brilliant is that? The why behind the lie. What, Chris? Aren't you impressed? You know what? Forget you, Chris.
You know, all these new IRS agents we have is because they fired a lot of them and a lot of retiring. And guess what? Who needs serious agents to know what they're doing and not doing? The billionaires, the multi-millionaires.
Just a heads up again, I know you know this already, but for the most part, the IRS actually does not go after millionaires and billionaires. Why don't they go after millionaires and billionaires? Because, well, let's unpack this here. Again, remember, I'm not inclusive. I'm not nice. I'm not everyone's equal. So let's talk about reality. Reality is this. What type of person goes to become an IRS agent? Well, you know what? What type of person doesn't? That'd be more appropriate for this conversation. What type of person doesn't? You know who doesn't go choose to work for the federal government and the IRS for 30 years? You know who doesn't? Elite people. Because government people are mostly turds. I know. I've known people who've worked in government most of my life. Government people are mostly people who want it pretty easy. The wife actually used to work in local government here, and she used to just marvel at the mediocrity around her, because you could get paid. It wasn't top-tier money, but you got paid decent money, gold-plated benefits, pretty much couldn't get fired. At least don't do cocaine at your desk, and they'll let you do 30 years, and then you'll have a great retirement. So it really rewards the mediocre. But top guy, super smart, capable guy, he doesn't want to go work at the IRS because he doesn't want to go make $80,000 a year. He wants to go make $580,000 a year. So where does he go? He goes over to the law firm or the accounting firm the billionaire in millionaire hires. Now, the IRS knows this. This has been something they've experienced for a long time. The mediocre person at the IRS chooses to go after and audit the billionaire. The billionaire picks up the phone. Hello, Johnson & Johnson, or whatever these law firms are called. We'll call it Kelly & Kelly. Hello, Kelly & Kelly. I want your top man on this. $500 an hour. And since money doesn't matter to him, they go find the smartest, most talented lawyers and accountants. And they go up against five idiots who work for the IRS. And lo and behold, the millionaire and billionaire comes out scot-free virtually every time because they're simply better and more capable. So the IRS has figured this out. Stop going after the guy who can hire any lawyer and accountant he wants. Start going after the poor guy who can't afford a lawyer at all. You see, we know who gets audited. All the information is publicly available. It's actually not even middle-class people, although they get audited too. Small businesses get audited a lot. It's poor people, because the IRS understands that poor person probably can't afford a lawyer at all, and that poor person is probably going to be held over the coals and simply forced to say, thank you, sir, may I have another? Why do they hire all those new IRS agents? Well, they're not to go after rich guys. Rich guys aren't worried about the IRS. They hired them all to go after you. Now, this brings me to something that is very, very, very uncomfortable to talk about. It's something gross to talk about, so I'm not going to spend a long time on it because it just makes me feel icky. It probably makes you feel icky. But it is real. There is a shocking amount of videotape available. Videotape, not a picture. Anyone can take a picture that looks bad. There's a shocking amount of videotape available of Joe Biden around children, pawing at them, nuzzling them. It is his first instinct when he sees one, related to him or not, to put his hands on their shoulders, on their face, draw them in, nuzzle and snuggle with them. And let's be honest, this is how child molesters act. I have heard the right try to tiptoe their way around this for the longest time. Well, it's creepy. Well, it doesn't look right. Stop. I've been around people who love kids my whole life. I've been around older people who love kids my whole life. I have never seen a human being conduct themselves around children. Not once, not a one-off, caught him in an awkward moment. Every single time, I've never seen one act like that ever. You know who does act like that? Child predators act like that. You ever watched one of those documentaries and hear a child predator sitting in prison? Have you ever heard him be honest about his feelings? They talk about how much they just, oh gosh, it's so gross. They talk about how much they just love kids. And in their own sick, despicable minds, they do. They see them across the room and their faces light up at the, oh gosh, I'm so grossed out. So I'm sorry, when Joe Biden says stuff like this, it does matter. Once again, he's at an event and he sees a little girl and he lights up like a Christmas tree on December 25th.
What's your name, honey? It's good to see you. Maybe I can have a picture with you before I leave, okay? Is that all right?
Of course. Oh, honey. Hey, baby. Hey, honey. Hey, come here. Let's have a hug. Let's have a nuzzle. If the president of the United States of America has an issue with children being around children, I don't know. That kind of seems like maybe the biggest deal in the world. And yet it's something I think, and I'm probably guilty of this too. I think it's something we've gotten so dismissive about. Or like I said, we'll just say, wow, he's kind of creepy. Man, kind of creepy doesn't describe touching children that way consistently. Normal people, even people who love kids, they don't act like that. We have babysitters for our sons, less so now because they're getting old enough and they shoot well enough and stuff like that. We don't worry about it, but we've had babysitters for our sons. Of course, it's always teen girls. I won't come within 20 feet of them. Just out of basic respect for the teen girl in my home, I'll stand across the kitchen and make polite conversation while the right wife hands her cash, and then we'll have a good one. You know what would never occur to me to the 13-year-old girl? To grab her, nuzzle her, paw at her, because I'm a normal human being. Joe Biden sees young girls and is physically inclined to touch them and has done so repeatedly for years. I will never forget watching a relative, I think it was his granddaughter, I may be wrong about that, of Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions was a former U.S. senator. You remember he was Donald Trump's Donald Trump's AG at first. And one of Jeff Sessions' young relatives was there, and Joe Biden was there at some kind of swearing in, and Joe Biden reaches out for Jeff Sessions' daughter. I don't know what Jeff Sessions knew, but he physically slapped Joe Biden's hand away from his relative. Jeff Sessions knew there's something seriously wrong with Joe Biden. Seriously. No videotape of me out there like that. Or you. All right. Yeah. I feel gross. You know what I need right now, Chris? I need to go home. I need to lift weights again. I lifted weights today. It helps me get the icky out of my body. I lifted weights, went downstairs, protein shake, took my male vitality stack from Chalk. That's why I'm bouncing off the walls so much anymore. I told you I set my goal. 200 workouts is my new year goal for the 2023. 200 workouts. We are 16 days in. I've completed 10. Chalk's male vitality stack gets me revved up. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements, but it's not just for dudes. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. There's lit powder. Get that in your smoothie in the mornings. Go to chalk.com, chok.com. Get a subscription. Again, subscription saves you 35% for the lifetime of it. If you don't like it, cancel it. It's fine. But chalk.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo Jesse.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I need to do something real quick here before I continue on with this Biden stuff and before I get to emails and stuff. Someone I knew from my younger years, high school and whatnot, my age, graduated with him. He passed away last week. Not going to go into everything, but I just want to say this. It was heart failure, by the way. Young wife, young kids, heart failure. Doesn't matter, vax, not vax, doesn't matter what the situation is. Fellas and ladies, but let me talk to the fellas here for a second. Heart disease, heart problems, they are things that follow us around. I know about these things. I lost my grandpa when I was super young on my dad's side. My dad had to have a bypass done. I'm sure we're probably 15 minutes away from me having to go under the knife. Look, the Kellys, just that's our hearts and stuff like that. So I just want to say this, especially in this day and age with that therapeutic poison floating around out there. Go get your heart checked. But even if you didn't take it, get your heart checked. You don't have to have taken it to have heart problems, to have heart problems early. Again, this is someone I knew well. He's my age. Heart failure, gone. Like that. When's the last time you got your heart checked out? Get your heart checked out. And I get these emails all the time from people. Jesse, I regret it. Jesse, I wish I hadn't taken it. Jesse, I wish. Jesse, I wish. Okay, no, I get that. One, don't beat yourself up over succumbing to the largest propaganda campaign. Maybe your employer made you. Maybe your parents made you or kids made you. Whatever the case may be. But okay, you can't take it out now. What's done is done. Don't sit and read every new article about some 12-year-old dying of a heart attack. Don't sit and read it with horror and think that you're next. Go get yourself checked out. Go get checked out. Check on that heart of yours. Even, look, whether you took it or not, guys, let's take care of our hearts. Look, ladies, you too. I was just speaking to the guys because it seems to follow us around more than it speaks to you. Get your heart checked out, man. Doesn't take much to do a little checkup on your heart. Make sure you're all good to go. All right there. See, just doing a dad thing again. I'm done off that. I'm done off that. I'm going to go into this, though. This is something you should pay attention to. Speaking of dads, my dad has told me what are the three things you don't shortchange yourself on? You know what they are by now. Every longtime listener knows. Your tires. Told you before. The wife, we had to take her car in. One of the things they were looking at is her tires. Oh, you probably have a little bit more time. Nope. Switch the tires. Get some good tires on there. Why? Wife rides in that car. My kids ride in that car. That's not more than my family. That's the life of other people. Depend on those tires gripping the road when I need them to grip the road. Two, anything you wear on your feet. Your feet are your life. If your hand goes bad, that sucks. If your feet go bad, your life sucks. All right? And three, where you sleep, your bedding. Get yourself some quality sheets, huh? MyPillow has the greatest sheets ever, Giza Dream Sheets, made from Giza, the world's best cotton. Surprise, surprise, Mike Lindell figured out how to make great sheets out of something like that. They're selling them as low as $29.98 right now with the promo code Jesse. Don't miss out when they're cheap. Go get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Use the promo code Jesse. All right? MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Continuing on Joe Biden's idiocy. Again, I played this earlier for you.
Ban the number of bullets and go in a magazine. There's no need for any of that. I love my right-wing friends who talk about the tree of liberty is water with the blood of patriots. Give me a, if you need to work about taking on the federal government, you need some F-15s. You don't need an AR-15. I'm serious. Think about it.
These people have always thought that America is the government. Chris said, that's a pretty good point. Chris said Ho Chi Minh would disagree about the AKs versus F-15s. Well, let's be honest, pal, the Taliban would disagree. That's not true at all, what he just said. That's one. Two, if you would like to know just a little brief military breakdown of it, the United States military, they throw this around a lot, and they try to fool people with this. We have nukes. We have F-15s. We have this and that. You understand that the United States military isn't close to being powerful enough to take on the American people if it ever came to that, right? F-15s or no F-15s, if it ever turned, God forbid it ever does, but if it ever turned into something like that, you'll hear him say, well, we got drones. Okay, you know that if it ever turned into some horrible war like that and the U.S. government was using its drones on American citizens, you understand that citizens would simply find the drone operators and kill them? That's how these horrible things work out. That's why we should be fighting for legal and local at all times, because no matter what happens, this is all ugly and terrible. And do keep in mind that America's too big and too armed for the government to do it, even with those F-15s, that the American people own more firearms and ammunition by a mile than every branch of the military and every police agency combined. You cannot, as a government, any government, even our own, declare war on the American people. That's why I laugh when I hear about the January 6th being an insurgency. It was an attempt to overthrow the government. If it was an attempt to overthrow the government, they would have overthrown the government. I don't care how many Capitol Police officers, Secret Service officers, how many National Guardsmen there are in D.C., if the American people, God forbid, ever decide to actually overthrow the government, you'll know it. You know how you'll know it? Because the government will be overthrown. You cannot. There's nothing you can do. And this is not about to happen. I'm not doing doomsday stuff. There's nothing you can do against an armed population that massive. There is no defense. You cannot possibly take them on. Well, we'll send out an F-15. Okay, they'll just swarm the Air Force base and kill everybody. And you won't be able to stop them from doing it either. Stop with this nonsense. But again, it shows you how these people look at us. It shows you how they look at us. They look at you. They look at anyone on the right, not just America's government, the Western governments. They look at anyone on the right within their own population as being the problem, as being the threat to national security, as being the enemy. And then they look at the military, because you can tell by how they talk about it, how they talk about F-15s and nukes and drones. They look at the military as being their own personal plaything that can be used against those pesky people who, they're stupid people and their freedoms. These people want to drive wherever they want, eat whatever they want. Hey, Bob, send in the F-15s. These people view us as the enemy. We are in an adversarial relationship with our government now, and that ends really badly if we can't find a way to fix it, huh? We still have an hour to go. We got to talk Biden documents. Hang on. Take a load off,
Benny. You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.